So far, we've stressed the importance of economic systems that generate negative externalities and their role in setting up the current conservation crises. We've talked about connectivity, matrix management, and restoration to be able to increase connectivity on a landscape and protect certain areas from development. We've talked about approaches for reducing unsustainable exploitation, like hunting and overfishing, and together with that, addressed the approaches for rebuilding and stabilizing declining populations. So today, we will turn to the role of policy, regulation, and incentives for conservation.